He was born in 1974. They say that exactly to the same time a dark storm caused serious damage to the country. It was freezing and raining just as if a god wasn't in a good mood that day. Many people got killed by falling trees, car accidents, or blown up gas stations. But he was alive. Peter C. Park never had a real father because he was always at work and maybe even cheating on his wife. Peter's mother was a naive and happy person, and he never liked her much. As a complete outsider, Peter often got punished and tortured by other children. They broke his nose and eye, a leg, his collarbone, and the hope for friendship with a normal human being. Peter stopped learning, hoping, and living. He left his parents and his normal life at the age of 16 and tried to earn money by drawing picturesque and weird landscapes. After a few years of hard work, the mother was given an offer of a giant company for selling his pictures. It was a good deal, and soon Werther got his first fans. He could never escape his deep depressions, and sad thoughts about world and human beings. It was just too senseless for him. Sometimes he even tried to kill himself, until the day a jealous group of terrorists burnt everything Werther had ever painted and drawn. Then he was fed up with everything. But instead of killing himself, he tried to find those terrorists, killed them, and swore revenge until his own death. He quit the contract with the art company, and invested all his money in a building far away from civilization. Werther thought about thousands of sadistic ways to kill a human being, and after three human beings, and after three human beings, and after 3 years in 2001 the building was finished. Werther called the Tau quake. After long discussions and meetings with many presidents, kings, and dictators of various countries, Werther's institution got its first victims from prisons. He has installed an unbelievable camera system so that people from every corner of this planet were able to watch the victims die. Death by death, Earthquake became more and more successful and famous, but it wasn't enough for Werther. He wanted to kill not just people who did something wrong. He wanted to kill everyone, kill everyone. Werther founded a small underground group called Apprenticeism. This group was able to get around the world and catch various people to be killed in Earthquake. After about 2 years in 2003, Werther's second building was finished deep below the surface of Earth. He called it Earthquake Common. It was such a success that some people even came to Werther and asked him about killing themselves in one of his institutions. More and more underground organizations started catching victims for Werther's institution, and one day some people even wanted to build another Earthquake.